Halleluka is the second Halleluka. Ki te zamre lekenu, ki nom nova silo. We mentioned in the last capital that Ahalal Hashem Chayaya Zamra Lelekai Vaidi. What's the difference between Hillel and Zimra? Hillel is bepeh and Zimra is with a kli. Zemer, kli zemer, to use a kli, to use some sort of instrument in praising the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Halleluka b'mahal Hashem ki toiv Zamra Lelekinu. It's a good idea, Zamra, to use a instrument to give, to sing, and to give Zemer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lelekinu is a midas adin. Hashem is midas yudkei vavkei, is midas rachamim. Elokeinu is midas adin. That means even the midas adin, it's toiv to give zamal elokeinu, to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam even for the midas adin. Kinoim novasilo. Kinoim. We'll see why that is. But kinoim, because it is pleasant, and novasilo, it's appropriate to give tehillah. Now, what is noim referring to? Is noim referring to the hilul, or is it referring to Ribbono Shel Olam? Ribbono Shel Olam in Shir Hashem is referred to as noim. Is referring to the Rimshatim Kinoim, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Noim, even when he's doing Midas Adin, it's still Noim, it's still pleasant, the Ribbono Shel Olam, because he's doing it for our benefit. Or Kinoim, because it is pleasant to give and appropriate to give praise to Ribbono Shel Olam. Kinoim, no Vesilo, it is appropriate to give Tehillah praise to Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Because Boinu Yerushalayim Hashem, everything that happens in the Golas, it doesn't say Yivne Yerushalayim Hashem, like it says in the second half of the pasuk. Nidchei Yisrael Yichanes, which is Lashon Asid. Boine is now, is present, is Lashon Hoive. Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that happens in Golas is all a hachana for the Gula Asidim. So even though to us it looks like Din, and that's the Elekeinu that we said, Zamar Elekeinu, but it's Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing in all the 5,777 full years. Already holding by 7-8, but 4 years that we had, that was all somehow to bring us. It's all working towards the tachlis and towards the end of being Bnei Yerushalayim Hashem, bringing the Geula and being the Bnei Yerushalayim. Nidchei Yisrael Chanes, and at that point, it will be the Geula Asida that all the Klal Yisrael will be gathered into Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals people that are brokenhearted, and he puts on a bandage onto their atzvaisim, the things that cause them. He bandages up their things that cause them depression. In other words, when the Geula Asida comes, you'll see that everything, it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bandages it up, that it shouldn't hurt anymore. He shows how everything up until now was a chelik of it. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a regular shvili, because he sees that everything was for the best at the end of the day. It's not just that he puts on a band-aid. He makes it that everything that you thought was suffering was really Ani Yosef, Ha'ira Vichai. When Yosef said that, they saw how everything that they thought was bad up until now was really for their benefit, was really for to bring them down. It looked bad, but at the end of the day, it was really Esther. So in the Ars Tefillah, he says, same with Esther. Somebody that was living through what happened in the times of the Megillah, it looked terrible. Esther Amalko went to, she's the most tenuah woman in the world, went to Ahasuerus, Arusha, living in the palace with this guy. But at the end of the day, they saw that it was all, it was Revish relief. That was what brought the Gula of Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a number for every single one of the trillions. If you look at the Gemara Brachas makes the cheshbon of how many stars there are in the world, in the universe, in all the galaxies, and it's like, I don't know, 19 zeros, 19 numbers, some crazy amount that there is. And the scientists, they came out, I saw a few years ago, they came out with a number. It was not bad, it was pretty close to what Chazal. I'll give them a few more years, he'll be on the mark. But I originally used to think that there was only like 2,500 stars, because that's how many stars you were able to see. And Chazal already wrote 1,800 years ago that how many stars there are. 1,800 years later, slowly the scientists caught up to Chazal. Now they're getting close to the number. Because this world has billions and trillions of stars, and every single one has a name. And really, all the Mepharshim, Rabbeinu Bechai says already that Ma'ina Mesbar L'Kechavim is a mashal for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Nimshal L'Kechavim. That every single person in Klal Yisrael has a name and as a number has a tachlis, and the Kodesh Baruch doesn't forget about anybody, and Asi Lovei Kodesh Baruch is going to bring every single person in. Ish Loi Ne'adar, it says, the Navi says, every person, I remember when I was a bachur, I ate by somebody's house, Shmuley Waldman's house, actually, I think it was, Rabbi Shmuley Waldman, and he was, we were cheered together by Rabbi Asher at that point, and he said a vart on these psukim. A lot of times, a bachur, or Yevaman will get down, you're a bachur then, because I'm in the mirror, and there's, at that point, about 3,000 people, and you're just a number. You're just a number. Who are you? What are you? Any special? The guy next to me, Basera, he's the top guy in Rav Asher, and he's this guy, is that, is that? And this guy is going to be in another 10 years. He's going to be a Rebbe in Beis Yeshaya, Rabbi Shmuel Waldman. So he didn't know at the time. And who am I? So it comes along to the next pasuk to say, I rafe for the Shmuel Levi, because the Shmuel who is rafe for the people that are depressed. How? By the next pasuk, every star, there's billions and trillions of stars, and everyone has a name, and everyone has a tachlis. Every single thing has a tachlis. Every person, no reason to compare yourself to the next guy. It's referring to Klai Yisrael, because the Shbaruch Hu L'Asi Lavei will bring in every single one of Klai Yisrael. Every person is a tachlis. Every person, Godel Einenu V'Apeach, the Shbaruch Hu has the koyach to do. He's great. He's tremendous, and he has the koyach to take in every single person. The Shvunas Yemisbar, even though we don't really understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it. How is it going to happen? How is the Geula Hasidic going to happen? We've been in Galus for so many years. There's people all over the world. There's crazy things that are going on that all of a sudden everything's going to stop and there's going to be a Geula Shleim. We don't know. The Tzvunasa Yein Mispar. Don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Rav Kayach. And the Tzvunasa Yein Mispar. The Pashup Shat is extremely difficult to understand what does it mean. The Tzvuna is intelligence, is intellect, is wisdom. Ein Mispar, that's a dover of Eichus. It's not a dover of Kamas. You can't put a number to something. There's no number. I can't tell you what number or how smart you are. I can't count how smart you are. So well, nowadays they have IQ. So maybe you could say, because Rome doesn't even have an IQ. But the pashtus is very difficult to understand. Many of the Mepharshim understand that it means, Mispar means Sipur. That there's no way to relate the wisdom, the tremendous wisdom of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Some say Mispar means the amount of people. Ain't Mispar, there's not an amount of people, even if all the people in the world who try to say you over your Tzvuna, wouldn't be enough. I saw in the Tzvilas, he says that L'Tzvunasai means to the Tzvuna of Rebbeinu Shlomo means the way that he accomplishes things. The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries out, he's Gadol Ein Rav Koyach, he's able to do tremendous things. L'Tzvunasai, to what he wants to do, Ein Mispar. So, Vidan, Ein Mispar means there's no limit to the amount of ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could accomplish what he wants to accomplish. That means a lot of times we're stuck, we don't know, how could it be, how are we going to get out of this? The guy asks his boss for a raise. And his boss says, no, I'm not giving you a raise. Now he works 8 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the afternoon. After that he comes home, and he learns for a little bit, and then he goes to sleep. Where else is he getting parnasa from? And his boss is not getting any more money, and he needs more money. How else is he going to have any more money? Don't worry. Ask the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Tell the Rebbeinu Shlomo what you want. Don't tell him how to do it. Because the Kodesh Baruch has this Tzvunasa Yein Mispar. There's no limit to the ways that the Kodesh Baruch can do what he wants to do. As probably anybody here can attest to. You never would have thought that this happened, that happened, the other thing happened. Then the Kodesh Baruch works it out. Don't worry, the Kodesh Baruch works it out. The Tzvunasa Yein Mispar. Some people say that it's referring to Mitzrayim. That in Mitzrayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu took out Klal Yisrael, who were the lowest of the low, and Mitzrayim was the powerhouse of the during that time, and he moved mashpul them, and that's it. In one day, they went from the highest of the high to the lowest of the low, and Klal Yisrael went from the lowest of the low to the highest of the high. How is it going to happen? 210 years they're sitting in Mitzrayim. How are they ever going to get out? There's no way to finally get out. And in one day, bang, that's my yom hazeh. They went crashing down, and Klal Yisrael went flying high. Mamela, don't worry, Gadol Adin Rav Kayach, Tzvunasa Yein Mispar, Daven to Ribbono Shel Olam, tell them what you want, don't tell them how you do it, Bezer Hashem, we will be Mekabel our Tzvunasa.